Cubbies. Cubbies are not one. All right. Yeah. How do you like the face, huh? All right. the dude that just won the college home run derby, which whatever that is worth, has a man bun. So, no, I'm not jealous that he has hair. I had hair. I already had fucking hair. You know, people say to me, number 7 of Alabama lost to Morehead State here. The college home run derby. Anyway,
the college home run derby. Okay,
that's like the college bowling hall of fame or something. I don't know. What is shit? Oh, you missed it. You missed it because I wasn't quick enough. Whatever. Bullshit. God damn. Pretty fucking intense, man. Who was that? Like the Portland Timber or some shit? What is this? Well, these guys are going at it, man. All right. Anybody see that women's tennis match? We were watching it this morning. The one of the players, I think she's the number one ranked female player. If not, I think the number one doubles player for the United States. But she dislocated her kneecap. It was a pretty gruesome injury. But that wasn't the part that stunned us. What stunned me, and Maria was watching with me, was the fact that nobody budged to help this girl until she started screaming, "Help me, help me." Literally. This kid was in the middle of the goddamn court screaming, "Help me." And now that is what our cameras picked up. I'm going to find this for you. And you judge. And be very harsh as you judge. What is this? What is this shit? Oh, okay. 7:10. Okay. Okay, cool. Thank you very much. You made me think you cared for me, and I believed in you. FBI, Stratford FBI, Athenia, table read. Phil, great, thanks, Phil. We haven't teleconferenced for a table read yet, and I'm not sure if we do it. I'll be in touch with the upcoming schedule. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You made me think you cared for me. This is me fucking around. There we go. You told me things you never made me.
All right, man.
YouTube is what I'm looking for here. Yeah, tennis. No. Here it is. Horrific moment. U.S. women's tennis player is left screaming. Now, you know, you're going to see this. I'm going to show this to you. I will turn the audio up on the... Where is the audio? Is it... yeah. The audio there? Wait a minute, man. Let me just... No, obviously.
Lost the second set tie break. This is the fourth point of the final set.
What the fuck was that? Wait a minute. Jesus Christ. Anything that's got Arabic on it, I don't want to see because it's probably some gruesome goddamn fucking thing. What the fuck is up with this, man? Have I got YouTube here? What is up with this fucking... Get out of here. Here it is here. I don't know if they have the entire incident, though, but nobody came to this kid's aid. That's what I'm trying to say.
2017, Bethany Mexen's hospitalized, screaming in pain after fall. American tennis player Bethany Mexen's has been stretchered...
Oh, fuck off, will you? Shit. I can't stand this. Fuck you, YouTube. When I finally find something that's watchable, I'll put it up for you. One of the problems we have with news, period, is there's so many fucking non-professionals involved in reporting news now. So it's all fucked up. You don't have... It's not accurate. This, that. Yeah, fake news aside, or fake news, or parody news, whatever the hell you want to call it, all of that aside, actual fucking news you can't even get straight. So fuck it. What the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? When I go to the widescreen on this piece of shit, Jesus. All right. All right, well, you just will have to go find it yourself, because I'm not willing to wade through this dog shit to find it, so... Point being, I think The Guardian reported, and immediately medics ran out. No, they did not. Everybody stood there like motherfucking scarecrows. They were frozen. Even her opponent just strolled to the net as if everything was good. And then finally, she realized this girl was injured. She hopped the net. The girl's laying there holding her fucking knee, screaming, "Help me, help me, help me." And finally, the girl just kind of started waving to these morons that were all standing there. In fact, the reaction to the player on the court was so slow, I thought the screaming was coming from the stands. Maybe it was a relative of hers that was upset. Maybe there was some kid that was acting up. I couldn't tell because it was so otherworldly. And there is a great example of what reality is as opposed to what you might see in the movies. Someone laying there screaming, "Help me, help me, help me," and nobody doing anything. Not someone in a dangerous situation, just somebody who has been injured, is laying there on the court, is holding onto their fucking kneecap that has just popped out of place, and everyone is staring at her. Her coaches, the medical staff, doctors, even her goddamned opponent is strolling toward the fucking net, completely unconscious of what's happened to this girl. This is a beautiful snapshot of humanity. Not that anybody there is a bad person, but everybody there was invested in their own reality at that moment, their own emotional life, their own thing, whatever it was. They were all sort of staring inward. And when they looked outward, it didn't register. There was a need for them to act. There was a need for them to go outside of themselves and act, and they couldn't do it. Even the opponent, she's walking very slowly to the net. It's pretty amazing. It's another one of these motherfucking... Is there no audio?
You actually wrote, recorded.
See, this is... They're not reporting it accurately. They are not reporting it accurately.
Sands in the United States lost the second set tiebreak. This is the fourth point of the final set. Sands in the United States.
I want you to look at this. This is the only thing that is actually going to show you. You'll see the girl go down.
Sands in the United States.
You'll see her opponent.
The second set
look at her.
Break.
Now watch the opponent.
Point.
She's laying there
the
holding her. Look at her. What the fuck is she doing? More racist goddamn shit. All right, man. All right, buddy. I don't have full throat tonight. Bum-ba-bum-ba-bum-ba-bum-ba-bum. Yeah. Hey, test, test. Testing 1, 2.
Testing, testing, testing.
Well, that's a swell.
That's swell, you know.
Hi, Phil. Well, you know, I've always encouraged Emerelda to do what she needs to do and to sing the way she needs to sing. Yoga is taking up all of my time. And for yoga...
You know, the way you're saying that...
Yes?
It's irritating.
I take it a lot of things irritate you, General.
Well, General, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but...
But what?
What do you mean, but what?
Well, you want to come at me?
No.
Yoga is everything to me. Yoga is going to be taking up... So I have to... I'm cutting Emerelda free. I'm cutting her loose tonight. And I'm here, and I want to talk to everyone here at the Little Shrimp. I want to talk to everyone here at the Little Boat, which is a club here in the East Bay. And hi, Dean Wheeler. Would you like to come to a yoga class? Yoga. Uh-huh. I'll be giving... Well, that's my wife, yeah.
So he's going to cut Emerelda free. What am I doing, man? Daily audio. Daily audio. Yeah. Daily audio. Nope. Wrong. There. And then explosion. Explosive phone. All right. Then Daily Audio is Jazz Club. There it is. All right, so it's Yogo, right? Wait a minute, man. That's beds, dude. I want audio. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go, man. It's all right now, man. Ay, ay, ay. There we go. Now...
Thank you. Thanks so much. Here we go, everybody. Let's do it. Yeah, come on. There's a midget. Thank you. It's a midget. Christ, it's a midget. What is that on the windowsill? It's a midget. Emerald, come on over here.
It's a midget.
Uh-oh. Yeah, this is gonna take some work. Good luck, Charlie. It's that midget. All these midgets everywhere, they're gonna drive me ape shit.
Dean is cutting Emerald loose. Wes Hurlford taking over. He's concentrating on getting students to Yogo. Oh, Christ. Let's see what else. Get out of here, man. Get on. Get a get now. Go on, get. All right, quit now. Quit.
Hello. Yeah. Ted Bell. Yeah, Pastor William Lennox here. This whole idea that there's a midget coming down the road, it leaves me cold. They asked me, Pastor Rennick, we asked you to, they asked me to bless something called There's a Midget.
They had asked for you to bless There's a Midget.
I'm not going to bless anything called a midget. I'm not going to bless a midget.
Why wouldn't you bless a midget?
It's not that I won't bless a midget.
Right, yeah, we're very excited about, I'm pretty excited about that, Mr. Andrea.
What, is Indianapolis getting rid of Andrew Luck? And if they aren't, why aren't they? I'm kidding. I'm joking. Although, I don't know. Maybe they want to, you know. shit. Do it, man. Come on, bitch. Yeah, let's...
I'm Chris Norton, the Seth. I'm Chris and I love the Seth. All about the sexuality. Every day.
What the fuck is that shit? Hey, man.
I'm Chris and I love the Seth. All about the sexuality.
Oh, my God. Come on, motherfucker. All right. Sure, check me out. Yeah, you bet. Oh, shit, man. fancy. Select. Well, it looks like things are going good for me, Chris Norton, as they should. I am now Res Rod. On top of Res Rod, all the things that I've dreamt about, things coming true, and that's about me being famous as a top adult star. Please contact my sister if you want interviews with me. If you don't, Contact my sister. She's executive producers. Contact my mom and dad for my clothes, which they threw out on the floor, out in the garage, and set it on fire. You know why? Because they don't appreciate a son like me. I'm great. I'm Chris Norton. I'm Res Rod. Climate. 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 Yeah, climate.
Well, it looks like things are going good for me, Chris Norton, as they should. I am...
Wait. This is fucking insane, man. All right, where's my... Fuck me, dude. Already? God damn it. I gotta do the do now, man. Hold on. Fuck. I gotta get, oh, shit. No. I'm Res Rod. That's who I am. Res Rod is my name. What's the motherfucking schedule for this motherfucking week, man, which is the week of the 2nd? No, the 3rd. Bang. Bang. Boom. Boom. Bang. Boom. Boom. All right. Bang. Boom. 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 And then bang. Goddamn. All right, here we go, bitch. I'm Res Rod. You know who I am. You know who I am. Mr. Henry, all I'm asking you to do is just check it out, you know. Here, I'm Res Rod. Here it is. Let's hear this.
Well, it looks like things are going good for me, Chris Norton, as they should. I am now Res Rod, on top of Res Rod. All the things that I've dreamt about, things coming true, and that's about me being famous as a top adult star. Please contact my sister if you want interviews with me. If you don't, contact my sister. She's associate of producers. Contact my mom and dad for my clothes, which they threw out on the floor, out of the garage, and set it on fire. You know why? Because they don't appreciate a son like me. I'm great. I'm Chris Norton. I'm Res Rod. Climate. 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 Yeah, climate.
Whatever. That is rot. That is rocking, righteous, beautiful. Ready? Yeah, I am. Sure. Okay. All right. Being together never. Four seasons now. The fourth season for Alone, and this time they've changed the rules a little bit. You've heard us talk about it. You know, you can be a member of a team. That's fine. But still, let's see. Four seasons now for Alone. You've heard us talking about Alone. This is their fourth season. And now they are teamed up. That's right. They have five teams of two on Alone. However, everybody is, guess what? They're still alone. Because that's the entire point of this groundbreaking, never-before-seen, really unusual and, I have to say, compelling survival show. Let's do it again. This is the fourth season for Alone on History. And in the previous three seasons, you saw the... We're talking about... I want to tell you about a survival show, a reality show that's a real reality show. It's a show called Alone. It's on History. It's on Thursday nights. Now, that's the basic there. That's the basic schedule and the particulars. But in this show, you're going to see real suffering. You're going to see Mother Nature beating these contestants to the point of breaking. You're going to see self-reliance. You're going to see self-discovery. You're going to see individuals alone trying to survive in isolation, the psychological distress. All right, man. Mental distress they suffer from being so isolated for such a long period of time.